K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
That lady with a walking stick. We are podcast 81. We are really making some solid ground on getting to the hundo. And, mate, I'm telling you now, we're actually not too far off. Actually, no, as soon as we get to 90, we're done with bingo calls.
Oh, really?
So we've got 9 more podcasts.
91, that was fun.
That might be the final one.
92, joke's on you.
All right, well, it might be Ben's made-up bingo calls. But
93?
Let's just stick
that's
with...
That's enough from me.
That's good, but I reckon we just leave it at 90. Okay. I think we don't want to give too much away because we've really... What's the saying? Something with an old stick, belted it with an old stick? Where you just keep going on and on and on with it?
Like beating a dead horse.
Beating it. I feel like we're beating a dead horse with the bingo calls.
I told you that early on and you were like, no, the people love it.
Maybe we stop. Maybe this is the final bingo call.
No, let's just keep it going.
Well, look, to be honest, no one's called bingo yet, so
true,
we will continue
until someone calls bingo.
Yeah.
That is fair.
Hey, look, we've got quite an enjoyable podcast for your ear holes to get around today.
Yeah, look, on the podcast, you know how The Simpsons, like, predict everything? Like, they predicted Trump. There was kind of like a link to
COVID-19
where they predicted that. There's something else that they may have predicted. It's affected people, or the Australian government. There's going to be a bit of an investigation.
Ooh.
But it did appear on a Simpsons episode, so maybe they knew it was going to happen.
You've got my attention, mate.
I do.
Also on the podcast, a parent's worst nightmare. The parent has walked into her daughter's room and discovered something very unusual in the corner.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
Enjoy the podcast.
Andy, something that hits close to your heart. Something you're very familiar with, something that you enjoyed, the benefits of.
Okay.
Something that you bragged about for a long time.
Really?
JobKeeper.
Oh! That was, I don't know what that was, but geez, it was good. It just seemed like I was getting...
I don't know what it was.
I don't know what it was, but I was like, hey, you're entitled to JobKeeper. You can get some free money. Hey, all right.
If my name's signed up, I'll take the money.
Not going to say no to this.
I wasn't fully across it. I guess I would class myself as one of the lucky ones.
Think anyone was fully across it.
Mm.
I don't even know if Josh Frydenberg was fully across it.
Well, it's funny you say that. I was one of the lucky ones that was, I was able to keep my job through lockdown, so I didn't have to sign up for any of these repayments, so I count myself very lucky for that.
Mm.
Got through financially okay, but lots of people were on JobKeeper to make their bills, payments, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a very confusing time where, in our words, we would call it a smash and grab, where everyone was just knocking the walls down to try and get what they are entitled to.
And
fair enough.
And maybe some people weren't entitled to it, but they were still smashing and grabbing and hoping for the best.
You've hit the nail on the head there.
Really?
Turns out the ATO has come forward and said that people have been signing deceased people up for JobKeeper.
No, they weren't.
And because... Because everything was a smash and grab.
There was just so much going on.
Money was getting thrown out left, right and centre.
Yeah.
It's been flagged that there have been deceased people, clients that are in jail, people that aren't living in the country, have all been signed up for JobKeeper.
But hang on, so they're getting signed up, but the money was going into someone else's bank account.
Yeah, so for example, you would sign up 4 or 5 people that you knew that weren't going to be here. And you would get the money.
How does that get passed?
Yeah, well, when you've all got the same BSB and account number, you're like, what do you say? We're a family of 4.
Surely something's getting flagged there.
I guess, like, in this day and age, like, you'd have, like, I know I've got my bank account, and, you know, we've all read The Barefoot Investor. We've all got an ING account. Like, there's 2.
Yeah.
You know, partner would have an account. There's 3. You could sign up a couple of people and get away with it. They've come out and lashed the government, but, like, it's... You know, it's all in the air. They're doing a bit of research, extensive rah rah rah. But it does scream. There was a Simpsons episode where they rigged an election by voting with deceased people.
Oh,
so is this another prediction that the Simpsons have just gone and said, well, at some point along the way, deceased people will be used?
See, that sort of stuff spooks me Because the Simpsons have got it right so many times.
There's been a lot of predictions. They predicted Trump being in the presidential.
They predicted COVID.
Seat. They predict, well, to an extent.
They predicted COVID.
You draw a long bow with what they did. They didn't exactly predict it. But yeah, you're right. There's a lot of things.
They predicted Melania Trump's outfit that she was wearing when she was leaving the White House.
Yeah,
the
there was also like a killer bees
yeah.
thing that they did.
Mate, it's weird. Getting back to this JobKeeper business.
Yeah.
Now, are the ATO investigating anyone or are they all just saying, you know what, you guys all stuffed up. Let's all just move on from it.
Don't worry, mate. Your name hasn't appeared yet. Oh, I haven't seen your name.
Good. All right, I'm sorry. That's
You've
all
gotten away with it.
Yeah. Benny, I'd imagine being a parent, you'd stumble across all types of different things in your children's room. I know.
I imagine you'd. Like, that made it sound like I have a kid.
No. But so when you were growing up, were you hiding anything in your room from your parents?
No, but funny you say that. Last week I was told a story, one of the guys at cricket, his kid, he just recently found out, was like, so he's got two boys and they sleep in bunk beds.
Love it.
And the bottom bunk, the boy was hiding lollies in the slats between the bunks.
Brilliant.
And his eldest son that's on the top at night would yell out, oh, he's doing something again. Like he could hear the rappers under.
Snitching.
And he's like, and he just kept hiding it going, I don't have anything.
I've got nothing.
So
come on, check
well
me
played,
out.
Well
yeah.
played.
And I think growing up for me, I don't think I was ever really hiding anything in my room. I think I was pretty well behaved and had a...
Of course, I'm not admitting to anything on
Did
radio.
You know that, did you?
Of course, mate, of course.
Yeah, no, we were great children. But a mother in Australia has gone into her daughter's room.
Oh, that's crossing a line.
And found something absolutely disgusting.
Oh, get out of there, Mum.
What are you doing? Hundreds of huntsman spiders in the corner, in the ceiling. Now, click the photo because it is filthy. She took a photo. Have you seen it?
I have seen this. Now, I'm very confused.
Yeah. It is so confronting.
Yeah, it is very confronting. But, like, what I want to know is where was your mind when you started telling this story? When you were a kid, did you hide anything? Like, what were you keeping from your parents? Yeah. Do you think this girl is hiding a horde of huntsmen in her room?
No, but what I don't understand is you would see a huntsman. You would see a huntsman and think...
How old's the kid?
I don't know how old the child is.
It's probably two. Has no idea.
No, I wouldn't imagine she's two. But they say that the huntsmans can lay up to 200 eggs at a time.
Oh, that's gross.
So it's a sack of silk with 200 eggs in it.
Oh my God.
So there's over 200 huntsmans in her room. Now, how has she not seen the huntsman in the first place? I see a daddy long legs and I remove it straight away. I'm not saying I kill it. I remove it from the house.
Yeah, by force. Sheer force.
But she took the photo to Twitter and people are saying, you know, huntsman spiders, they're not harmful to humans.
It kind of doesn't look real.
They're great friends to have in the house because they clean up, they kill flies and other insects that you don't want. Now, I'm telling you right now, this looks like something out of a horror movie.
Yeah, it does. And it looks like they're going to continue to come. I actually know how she can clean this up pretty quickly.
Oh, okay, here we go.
What?
Mr. Pest Ben.
What do you mean?
Okay, how's she going to clean it up?
Get a gas bottle, open it up, throw the match in there, close the door, don't have a look in there again.
Boom!
Look, over in Adelaide at the moment, there's some tennis tournament. I don't know what's happening.
Well, there's often, you've got the hot...
The lead-ups.
Yeah, the lead-up games. You have the Brisbane, Western Australia, Hopman Cup in wherever it is.
In WA, yeah.
And then there's the big one, the Australian Open, that kicks off in Melbourne.
Yeah, and look, I think they're like maybe a little bit of a change because obviously with New South Wales, we can't really get into there. So, that look, correct me if I'm wrong, and I will stand corrected, but there's not usually one in Adelaide. I think we've got the Kooyong in Melbourne.
Yep.
There's like the Sydney Cup. Brisbane do one.
So the big states, all the
Whoa.
Big states
Settle.
have a tournament.
What, South Australia is not a big state.
No, it is. No, they're beautiful people there.
Yeah, they'll get that in a couple of days.
Very good.
Only joking. No, I'm not. there was a photo taken of, because you've got the stars there, your Sharapovas, your Williams, your Djokovic's.
Yeah, your big names.
They're all playing and... Crowds are seeing them.
Yep.
There are crowds sitting in watching sport. Now, the world is envious of this, but what irked me a little bit was the reaction from the players. Like, oh, how good is it to be out there? You know, great to see tennis back with fans, rah, rah. And why this irks me is, yes, it is nice. Like, yeah, it's all that sort of stuff. Just a week ago, you were complaining about being in quarantine.
Well, not even just a week ago. There was a bloke on the Today Show. I don't even know what number he was, but he was complaining because he had to serve an extra day in quarantine because his plane had infected people on it. So rather than the 14-day quarantine.
Tennis Sandgren. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was 15 days.
That's right.
He kicked up a huge stink and he goes, so by the time I get out of here, I've only got 3 days. He goes, it'll be a miracle if I can hit the ball over the net. Now I'm like, mate.
Wow.
You're a professional tennis player, regardless of if you've got a 3-day warm-up or a 15-day warm-up, it's your job. Yeah. You should be able to hit a tennis ball over the net.
And to be fair, if he is worried about not being able to hit it over, that's why no one knows who he is. Like, to be fair, we've got no idea who he is. He's complaining over nothing.
Yeah, mate, you'll be on an outside court.
Yeah.
No one really cares what you're doing or if it's going over or not.
Are you sure I'm playing here? Yeah, yeah, just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. I'm a little annoyed with you. As a friend, I've known you for the best part of a decade.
Mm. Is it a decade?
Yeah, well, can 2021, we say that? And I met you in 2010.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well done.
It's a long-serving friendship.
Well, that's what I'm annoyed about. Mm. What do you think the best thing you've ever done for me is?
Well, I thought you were going to say that you're annoyed because last night you came to our place, you provided drinks, you provided food.
Yeah.
And you also provided dessert. We provided nothing.
What do you mean I provided dessert?
Well, you bought M&Ms
and
you bought Maltesers, but we had Maltesers and stuff already in the pantry. But you still provided dessert.
It's always nice. I mean, it's a separate topic, but it's always nice when you buy something for someone and they've already got it. Like, you're like, oh, well, I'm on the right track.
Yeah, they like it. Yeah, I haven't done much for you.
Look, I think you've done a lot of little things. Like, you know, got me a coffee here and there. Mm. I get you coffees.
Actually, you know what I do? I keep little mementos. I was going through whilst unpacking, Jesus. And I had a Christmas card from you that I'd kept.
No, it was a birthday card.
Was it a birthday from? Well, no, it was Christmas from 2015, saying that big things are on the agenda for Andy and Ben.
So I did that for you.
You did that for
me? So I put that in the universe.
But I kept it.
I don't think you're as good a friend as Jess Brody. Mm. Who's Jess Brody, you asked? Well, she was on The Bachelor, the season with Abby Chatfield, who is currently on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And if you haven't seen it, she has taken her friendship to the next level by getting a tattoo on her wrist that says SMS her name Abby to the phone number that you need to vote for her to win I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Now, I must admit, I'm not fully across it, so I don't exactly know who's in the final against her.
Yeah, but, Grant Denyer. He's in the mix.
He wins it, surely.
I don't know.
Denny's an awesome.
Jess from The Block's in there.
Yeah.
Matt, I think his name is, the comedian looking guy.
So the only celebrity is Grant Denyer.
Oh, I can't remember. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really. The
Pretty
only
much.
Notable.
Yeah.
The rest of reality.
Who's getting a tattoo of your mate?
Well, I know. And it's the phone number to sort of to vote her in. So it's not just vote Abby. It's literally
vote, yeah.
Here's the text message number. Yeah. And like, what an awkward thing because like, you know, I don't want to blow our own horn here, but like we were on reality TV. We knew people on there. And like, I would still consider them friends. But like, what an awkward friendship if Jess is more of a friend to Abby than Abby is to Jess. Like, hey Abby, I got a tattoo of your name. Like, let's hang out for coffee. Like, oh, no, sorry.
To me,
I don't really want to hang out with you anymore.
Well, to me, if someone's getting a tattoo of my name, I would then just sort of be keeping arm's reach.
Yeah, not just social distancing.
I would be saying 5 to 10 kilometres.
Yeah.
Because that is alarm bells that they are stage 5 clingers.
The social distancing that applies is shutting the socials down.
Yeah.
That's where that goes.
Stay away from me, you freak.
What I want to know is, did she vote for her? How do you go on the water?
On
so
the
like
water.
In the water, on the water, out of the water, oceans, lakes, rivers, whatever you got.
We had a bit of a laugh yesterday because you and I, we went on the Spirit of Tassie.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I think it was 6 metre swell.
That's what they said.
That's what they said. We were fine. We put our heads on the pillow and we were out. However, Loggy is heading over to Tassie at the moment.
It doesn't look like she's having the best ride.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit rough on Bass Strait and may not be enjoying the water, but I'm pretty good, I think. I think I've got my sea legs. I've done a cruise before.
Yeah.
You're out in the middle of nowhere. I've done boats and I'm relatively, touch wood, pretty good.
A 30-something-year-old couple. So one's 30, one's 32. That's why I'm saying 30-something.
Yeah.
Because you can't say 32-year-old couple.
Fair call.
They were out on the water, Hawkesbury River in Sydney's northwest.
Yeah, good area.
Yesterday around 3 o'clock. They were just taking the boat for a bit of a go up and down the river, and they crashed it. They crashed the boat into the riverbank. I'll show you the photo now.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
How on earth do you do that? It actually looks like a really nice boat as well.
It just looks like a little speed boat.
Yeah.
It looks like you just hum this up the river, have a day out. Now, when the couple were questioned about what happened, they said that they were spooked by seeing a spider.
Oh.
There was a spider on their boat.
Yeah, right.
They were spooked.
Yep.
And they crashed.
And that's what caused them to crash.
Now, I'm like you.
Yeah.
I call a bit of bull.
I say you've had a couple too many drinks and you may have been having a little bit of fun. Yeah. You may have been having a little bit of fun. You might have been playing board games on the boat.
You might have been playing Twister.
Without your clothes on,
exactly,
who knows?
Exactly right. Who knows what you were doing?
Yeah.
Might have been enjoying the sun a little bit too much, getting the all-round tan. And I reckon you've made a mistake. You've made a misjudgment on, what do they have, auto cruise, autopilot or something?
I don't think there's autopilot.
Well, I reckon they might have thought that because they're halfway into a bank saying, nah, we saw a spider, we swear.
Do you reckon it was worth it though?
Oh, absolutely.
You'd hope so. Well, thanks for getting this far in the podcast. If you've done it, well done. There's always more podcasts though. You can go back and listen to some of our old gear, which is still good gear.
Still, yeah, it's good gear.
Get your ears around it. But before we get out of here, we've got to do this one.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house.
As long as I'm covered up.
Mate, as we were coming in today, a thought crossed my mind.
Of course.
And you may have noticed it on the way in because we take the same roads. Did you notice the big sort of roadkill possum on Mirrabooka Street in Geelong heading into town?
I went a different way today. Oh. I went down Latrobe.
Okay, all right. Now, there was this big possum and it made me think, is there someone that has a job driving around picking up roadkill? Because eventually it disappears. Like there's a possum, there's a fox, there's a cat, there's a stray whatever bird. And for whatever reason, it's there for a day and then all of a sudden it just vanishes.
And it can't decompose.
No, not in a day.
And like, well, not that it's not in a day, it's on concrete. It can't decompose.
Oh, well, I reckon they give it a crack sometimes.
It can't. It needs to go somewhere.
Oh, I reckon. I've seen them give it a crack.
Okay,
Seen it.
Something might have come along and eaten it, I reckon.
No, possibly.
Well, look, maybe just a council worker. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, it was just a thought as I was cruising.
Yeah, we'll take that on board. If you know, you know. And if you are a person that does that, good on you. Thank you.
It's a thought, but I'm not going to do any type of research into it.
And look, hey, we never do.
No.
We never do.
Why would we? We'd be cheating ourselves.
We are back. If you are listening to us on the radio next Saturday, Sunday, 8 till 10. But if not, the podcast drops again next Monday and we will see you then.
See ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on KROQ 955.